If the answer is yes, alhamdulillah. If the answer is no, then how can we prepare ourselves? So there are a number of things that we should we should do, inshallah. The first thing is dhikr al-maut, to remember death. So ajeeb. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, akthiru min dhikri hadim al-ladhat. Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called al-maut the destructor of all, you know, basically enjoyments and pleasures. That's al-maut. Akthiru min dhikri hadim al-ladhat. Al-Imam al-Naysaburi rahmahullah ta'ala, he says, if you remember death, if you all constantly remember death, you will be rewarded with three things. And if you forget death, you will be punished with three things. Right? The first thing that you'll be rewarded with when you remember death, ta'jil al-tawbah. If you know that you're dying, as we said before, then khalas, it's time to say astaghfirullah. It's time to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's time to catch up with your prayers, with your fasting, with your zakah. It's time, because what are we waiting for? Right? That's the first thing. Ta'jil al-tawbah. If someone were to tell you, we mentioned that last time, if someone were to tell you that tonight is your last night in dunya, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, right? You will say, I will be in the masjid, I will make istighfar, I will make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, then what is stopping you? Because technically speaking, it might be my last night. It could might be your last night. You never know. There's many people who sleep and they never wake up, right? And age is nothing here. Death does not discriminate against age, gender. It does not. Anyone can go anytime, all right? And that's the only reality in this dunya, subhanAllah. So ta'jil al-tawbah, that basically you are not going to procrastinate al-tawbah. This is if you constantly remember death. What else? وَقَنَاعَةِ الْقَلْبِ. Your heart is content, you know? You don't care whether you have too much or too little. Because you know that eventually you're leaving this dunya. All right? So you're not going to worry about your business too much. You're not going to worry about your work too much. You're not going to worry about your car too much. You're not going to worry about all of these things. Why? Because you always tell yourself that, you know what? I will do my best to be successful and to have everything, but this is not everything for me. All right? The 12th is in my hand, not in my heart. So when you remember death, khalas, we're leaving. We're leaving this dunya. عيش في الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل. So live in this dunya as though you are a stranger or a wayfarer. I'm just passing by. When my stop comes, خلاص, I will exit. I will get out of the tree. Okay? That's the second thing. What else he said? رحمه الله تعالى ونشاط العبادة. Then you will start becoming active in ibadah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because again, you know that the end is coming. Then نشاط العبادة, the salawat, the sunan, all active worships, you're going to even be more, more keen to doing them. And this is very important. And this is not going to happen unless you remind yourself of death. You know, when you have an exam, if you have an exam, you know, for students, if they have exams, what they do? They study harder, because they know they're going to be questioned. All right? They're going to be questioned. So these are the three things that you will be rewarded when you constantly remember death. Okay, what is the punishment? The punishment, the penalty for not remembering death. He says, Al-Imam al-Naysaburi rahmahullah ta'ala, he says, taswif at-tawbah. I still have a lot of time. I'm still young. I'm healthy. All right? I'm strong. I don't think I will die yet. Therefore, inshallah, one day I'll pray. Inshallah, one day I will stop the haram job. Inshallah, one day I will do this. Right? Because you don't remember. You say that you will die, but you don't really believe that you're going to die. So this is one of the penalties, one of the punishments. One of the consequences. The consequences of not remembering death, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us. So, taswif at-tawbah. وَتَنْقِ الرِّضَى بِالْكَفَافِ. You're not going to be content. Wallah, if you own the whole world, it's not going to be, it will never be enough for you. Never be enough for you. You're still looking for more. Don't take this as I'm telling you, be lazy and don't work. You know, actually, some of the brothers here, I was giving khutbah about, you know, talking about dunya and how worthless dunya is. It's like, you're not helping people. You're telling people don't work. You know, just wait for death and khalas, that's it. We're not saying that. Obviously, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu says, when it comes to amal bil akhirah, اعمل لدنياك for dunya, اعمل لدنياك كأنك تعيش أبدا. Work for dunya as though you're gonna live forever. But when it comes to al-akhirah, to your jannah, work as though you're going to die tomorrow. There is perfect balance in here. All right. So when we say that one of the consequences of not mentioning death and remembering death, that you're not gonna be content because your dunya is going to control you. You're not controlling dunya. Wealth is going to control you. All right? You're going to lose your health and your wealth and your kids and everything because too much love for dunya. And that is the, subhanAllah, that's the punishment of the ummah nowadays. The ummah, they're dying for dunya. They don't want to leave this dunya. They don't even want to think about death. All right? So that's another consequence for not talking about death, for not mentioning death, right? And he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, wattakasu an al-ibadah. Why do I need to pray now? I'm still young. Let me, you know, do whatever, and then inshallah I'll be older. I'll be old one day, and I'm going to go for hajj and khalas. You know, the shiukh and the imams, they say that your sins are going to be forgiven. That's it. Procrastination. That's what's going to happen. Because you do not believe that you're going to leave this dunya. It's a punishment. Not just a consequence, it's a punishment. All right? So, ikhwani, let's be from those who constantly remind themselves that they're going to leave this dunya. All right? Be as successful as possible. Alhamdulillah, there is no problem. There is no contradiction here. But constantly remind yourself of al-maut. Akthiru min dhikri hadhim al-ladha. Then any problem that you might think it's big, it will be very small in front of you. Very small. Because what is the worst? What is the worst that can happen to you? All right? What is the worst that can happen to you? If you're going through some, you know, financial issues or some health issues or some marital issues, what is the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? At the end of the day, we're going to leave this dunya, khalas. That's the worst that can happen to you. That's the worst. So any pain that you are struggling with, you're suffering now or you're feeling now, it's temporary because the whole entire dunya is just temporary. So just let it go. And they remind, that's one of the benefits of remind yourself of death and the hereafter. So in our journey to the hereafter, ikhwani, we learned that the first phase of the hereafter, al-akhirah, is al-qabr. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that we should increase and should constantly mention the hadhim al-ladhat, which is the destruction or the destructive of all pleasures, which is al-maut. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who always remember in Mawti, Ya Rabbil Alameen, and prepare themselves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because man ahabba liqa'a Allah, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. The one who wants to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah would love his meeting. But if you don't want to meet Allah, Allah wouldn't want to meet you with you. Inshallah, next session on Thursday, we will talk about Husn al-Khatima, the rest inshallah. So we said the first thing is, al-ikthar min dhikri hazim al-ladhat, which is al-maut. To always remember al-maut. This is the first way to gain and to get husn al-khatima. So when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are ready. When the angel of death comes, you are ready. You prepared yourself for the exam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. And don't forget, the Seerah conference is on Friday, inshallah, not tomorrow. The following Friday, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair.
Bismillah.
أو بتعمله هيك على ثيابك؟ عرفت كيف؟